sideline of Lakers. The intended receiver was Sawyer Cotterell. He didn't have a stand a chance to bring that one in.
Well, they run trips to the right. They set up the screen pass, and I'm not sure what happened there, but I don't know if Erlis didn't set his feet or what, but that ball sailed on him. That nobody in coverage. It was simply a quick screen pass, and he launched it into the middle of the Lakers team here on the sidelines.
That looks like when I'm about 10 yards in front of the green, and I got my pitching wedge,
and you airmail
it. Sail it, and I airmail it to the other side. Fourth and 7 for Cass City. They're going for it. They've got trips to the left, one to the right. Erla in the backfield in the shotgun. He's got Horn to his left. Looking, passing to his left. He sails this one downfield. There is a chance, and in and out of the hands, about a foot in front of him. Into Sawyer Cotterell, incomplete. Hunter Seeley in coverage. And it's another turnover downs for Cass City. Lakers with another defensive stop.
Yeah, again, really nothing there in the passing game. Mason Erla has scrambled to the sideline. There was nothing there. So he took a shot one-on-one with his buddy, fellow senior Sawyer Cotterell. But perfect coverage by Hunter Seeley. Sawyer Cotterell could do nothing. Seeley knocks it to the ground, and now Lakers takes over with a two-score lead.
And we have a timeout called on the field. 6:12 remains in the first half. It's Lakers 14 with the ball, leading the Cass City Redhawks with nothing on the WLEW Sports Network.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
When I can't find the words, I just go. Another score is on the WLW Sports Network. USA leads Bad Axe 24-0 in the second quarter. Lakers leading 14-0. And it's a hand snap to Brennan Wisner. He keeps it for himself. He gets out for about a yard out to the 37-yard line. Brings up 2nd and 9. He's brought down by number 60, Jake Lawrence.
At Lakers quickly going back to their read option between Seeley and Wisner, and that time there really wasn't any room for either of them. So Wisner takes it himself and just pushes the pile ahead for 1 short yard.
2nd and 9 for the Lakers, and now we have a whistle and another timeout called by Adam Grabowskis in the green and white. So with 5:44 left in the first half, it's still Lakers 14, Cass City nothing.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And Lakers is back on the field, leading 14-0. Facing a 2nd and 9, Wisner breaks free of all the coverage in the backfield. Still on his feet and nearly gets back to the original line of scrimmage in a very Barry Sanders-esque play brought down by Brad Hacker of Cass City. No gain after all that. 3rd and 9 to go.
And I'm not sure what the reason was for that quick timeout there, Clark. It really kind of felt like he was letting Cass City kind of gather themselves. And I know it wasn't his intention, but they come out with that play. They tried to get a quick screen pass, and it was not there. So Wisner did anything he could just to get back to the right line of scrimmage.
In the pistol, 2 wide each way, and he's passed. It is brought in by Keegan Valentine beyond the sticks and out to the 48-yard line. That is an 11-yard gain and catch for Keegan Valentine, brought down by Brad Hacker. First and 10 for the green and white. Move the chains from the 48-yard line, their own territory.
Yeah, and a nice strike there by Brennan Wisner to probably his favorite target, Keegan Valentine, the sure-handed Keegan Valentine, that is. And he runs just a slant route, a simple slant route, and Brad Hacker not able to stay with him, and a first down for Lakers.
And Brendan Wisner on the fake, and he keeps it for himself. He has the first down. He's at the 40-yard line, reverses field to the far side,
to
the 35, to the 30, down to the 25, and finally pushed out of bounds near the 23-yard line. An impressive run from the sophomore quarterback, finally forced out of bounds by Parker Hare, the senior defensive end for Cass City. Move the chains big time for green and white.
Yeah, and there's the read option, and Lake Cass City bites on the play action to the outside. Wisner pulls the ball back, goes straight through the middle. You could have drove a Mack truck through the size of that hole. He cuts it back to
Dallas.
The right. Exactly. He kicks it out to the right for a huge gain, and Lakers knocking on the door again.
And it's another option as Wisner keeps it for himself. Gets across the 20-yard line down to about the 19, brought down by Cole Chippy. This will be good enough for a 4-yard, maybe 3-yard gain according to the spot. Second and 7 now for Lakers at the 20-yard line.
Same play, Clark. They just run it again, and this time Cass City not fooled. Can't fool them twice in a row, apparently. So second and long coming up for Lakers as they got the ball now right at the 20-yard line in the red zone of the Redhawks.
End of the first quarter, Vassar leads Reese 14-0. Second and 7. A pitch out to Hunter Seeley to hit the right. Cass City's trying to swarm to the ball. Hunter Seeley does a great job to get back to the original line of scrimmage where Jake Lawrence met him and brought him down for no gain. They're still at the 20-yard line. Third and 7 now for Lakers as they lead 14-0, 3:48 before halftime.
That's Jake Lawrence's fourth tackle in this game so far for Cass City. And a simple pitch pass to the outside. A pitch play as he cuts it up the field. Dodges a tackler. He had to do all that just to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe for a gain of one.
Third and 7. Pistol to the left, to the right. Receiver wide to the left. And Wisner passes to the left, and this one's tipped and nearly intercepted by the Cass City's defensive end, number 84, Cole Chippy. This one falls incomplete. And Lakers now fourth in the 7, and I think they're happy it's fourth down.
I'm not sure if that was Parker Hare or it looks like maybe even Nazario. Somebody come into the backfield, and as Wisner threw the ball, it was tipped up in the air, and Cole Chippy didn't quite locate it fast enough as that ball floated safely to the ground, and now Lakers gets another shot on fourth down.
Going for it on fourth and 7. Wisner passes to his left. It is
wide
caught
open
at the 12-yard line by Brandon Wischlager, and he dives forward to the 8. He had the first down initially, and then he added a few extra yards on top of that. That is good enough for about a 10-yard, maybe even 11-yard catch. Brandon Wischlager converts on fourth down on the pass from Wisner. First and goal from the 8.
They bring Brandon Horn out of blitz, and he comes through. But Brandon Wisner, very patient, slides up in the pocket, dodges him, and finds a wide-open receiver for Lakers. Sawyer Cuthrell, supposed to be in coverage, nowhere near him.
And Hunter Seeley gets the handoff, but the front line breaks through with the big man, Brady Warford, a junior interior lineman on this Kansas City defense, pushes him back to the 11, a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, he reminds me of Halomi Nada for the Lions, doesn't he? He just stands bigger than everybody else and bullies his way into the backfield. When he gets a one-on-one opportunity, he just shoves the guy out of the way and makes the play.
How many gallons of milk do you think he drinks a day? Second and goal from the 11. Receiver wide to the right, pistol to the right. Wisner has Hunter Seeley behind him, Keegan Valentine to his right. Trying to go for the hard count, and now we have a flag. And we actually have a timeout before that happens as Lakers call uses another timeout. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. They're saying the timeout was not called in place. Congress is definitely in session here with 2:22 before halftime.
Well,
more likely could be a false start.
Wow.
Indeed, it is a false start against Lakers as Cass City nearly jumped the line, and because they saw some sort of motion, obviously. So a 5-yard loss on the penalty, false start. Disco night again here from Lakers pushes them back to the 16-yard line.
Yeah, very confusing as Cass City clearly flinched. More than one of them on the defensive line apparently were drawn off, and Lakers tries to call timeout, couldn't quite save the play. 5-yard penalty on Lakers, and now it looks like Coach Grabowski is going to take that timeout anyways.
He's going to take that timeout regardless with 2:22 before halftime. Lakers leading 14-0 over